Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, something did the rounds across the weekend in regards to Xbox's Game Pass. And I saw a number of blue-ticked individuals over on Twitter saying that they're cancelling Game Pass, which led to a bunch of Twitter threads of other people saying, to be honest, I cancelled it months ago. To be honest, I'm also going to be cancelling it, leading to the Game Pass, trending tag?
Yeah, trending. Hashtag trending on Twitter.com.
Leading to Game Pass trending on Twitter is a lot of other people sort of weighed in on the reality of the, let's say, the value proposition of Game Pass, and whether or not people are going to stick around for it now that something like Starfield and Redfall have been delayed, let's say, into 2023. Now, I'm going to read out some different quotes because I think there's some good talking points here from the various figureheads that have weighed in. And a lot of this was filed from Gene Parker, the Washington Post's gaming writer, who said, I'm unsubscribing from Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass, for the first time ever. Gotta admit to myself that I barely use it and barely have to any use for it right now. I was promised new exclusives every 3 months, and we just don't have that. I played Trek to Yomi, though, yay. Now, this is interesting in regards to the three-month thing, because it's not like Xbox got out there and promised there would be new first-party exclusives every 3 months. However, in June 2021, as part of their Game Pass press release, they did say, with more than 23 studios worldwide creating games for Xbox, our goal is to release at least one new first-party game into Game Pass every quarter. Then they go on to say, role-playing games, shooters, strategy titles, adventure, and more are all being built by our first-party teams to ensure there's a steady stream of compelling exclusive content to explore. Now, that's the thing. I mean, it's one of those things where it's not, they're not promising it.
No.
It's very much what the service has been advertised as. There's a little bit of grey area there. But before I bring more stuff in, what do you think?
Scott, I mean, we're quite literally sat on a couch right now.
Yes.
But, like, figuratively, I'm on the fence because I do get both sides. Like, on the one side, you know, with the delays that you mentioned, you know, Starfield, Redfall, with some disappointments perhaps in Halo Infinite, you know, the first party output on Game Pass isn't where you want it to be. It's certainly not the
thing
every quarter big AAA exclusive that they promised. And from that perspective, I can totally see someone just saying, look, what do I have this service for? On the other hand, that's never really been what I got that service for.
Well,
what I got the service for was for, backwards compatibility
and
indies and stuff I might not really play.
Totally. So a lot of people weighed in here. Gene Park also said, you know, the subscription model is a very risky business because although it's auto revenue, you do have to make sure people stick around. Tom's guys, Tony Polanco, weighed in saying Game Pass is a fantastic service, but my time is limited and I want to play AAA exclusives, not old titles in indies. MVG also came in and said, I dipped off Game Pass a few months ago and there's just nothing compelling there for me. And Kind of Funny's Paris Lily said that June 12th is going to be huge, June 12th being the Xbox and Bethesda game showcase.
Yes.
So they could turn a lot of stuff around. I'd be amazed if they said, here's a bunch of first party exclusives, here's all the exclusives we were sitting on for no reason, but they're all going to come out now. But overall, there's a lot of stuff to pick apart here. Like Josh just said, one of the reasons that you stick around and I still pay for Game Pass is the fact that it is a smorgasbord of indies. It's everything from Paradise Killer to Tunic to Trek to Yomi or whatever. I think that's worth, in the UK, £11 a month. Like, I would be buying those games anyway. So for me, it's sheer... I'd be paying that money anyway. So the value proposition is unreal for me. But it depends how much you think indie-focused stuff can be a monthly service.
I think you've hit it on the head there, Scott Silver, because every single gaming fan is different. They like what they like, their tastes differ, and you know why I am happy to pay the monthly subscription to play, you know, Brothers in Arms and play Tunic and stuff. A lot of people will be saying, well, where's the next Halo Infinite? Where's the next Forza Horizon?
Even
that's
that,
totally, totally valid, you know what I mean? But yeah, for me, the value proposition is there, but when you take it into its full context, especially with the PlayStation Plus relaunch coming next month, you know, incredibly, incredibly soon, I imagine a lot of people are kind of taking stock of the year and thinking, do I need this streaming service? What am I getting out of it? Because there aren't any first-party things on the horizon. There are competitors out there that might be doing it or might be giving me more that I want. You know, what is this offering me right now? And I do think the brass tacks is stuff like indie, stuff like backwards compatibility stuff,
Well, the thing is, in regards to exclusives as well, like obviously PlayStation Plus's premium service is about to drop later this year, and it's mentioned a lot in this thread. A lot of people saying, look, I'm going to suspend Game Pass for a bit, go across to PlayStation Premium and see what that thing is, because at least that service comes with a whole bunch of, you know, current gen and last gen exclusives, and that's just a bigger bulk of worthwhile content that you might want to get stuck into. It is interesting overall that idea of, you know, like bulk versus like specific quality stuff, like specific AAA and AAA titles or whatever. And I feel like, you know, sort of now you've got more stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Gene Park even says, he's like, where was this energy when I said I was going to cancel Netflix? It's not like, you know, they're just, why can't we rotate through a bunch of different streaming services? And just because I'm gone off Game Pass now doesn't mean I'm not going to come back to it later. Which is a whole wider thing. I'm kind of curious what people think in regards to the amount of monthly services they have access to. Like, do you tend to have a handful of them? Do you sort of oscillate between two or three? Because it's very easy to end up signing up to 20 odd things, Josh Brown.
I'm so sorry.
And then it's hard to manage all of them. So I think that it is interesting in that wider sense of being aware that you're thrown £8 to £10 at 20 separate things, and you think you're saving money, but when added up, you're not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
First off, I will never, you know, cancel that MGM subscription. But secondly, I am a fool. And just a person who shouldn't be in charge of his own finances, evidently. But yeah, it is kind of that thing of, you know, I want to know the, you know, kind of consuming habits of these streaming services. Is it the norm to pick up Game Pass when a big title drops and then play stuff around it?
Yeah.
Or is it just something that you're expected to keep and then enjoy the backlog of before you get that, you know, killer app that justifies your purchase? I honestly don't know.
But
we're in this kind of like strange new world, Scott, especially in the world of gaming, where, you know, you made a comparison to Apple TV, Netflix, and all of that stuff, and the originals coming through on that front. And I think that in the movie and TV space, it's more frequent. You know, you do get the Marvel shows every other month or whatever. You do get a lot of Netflix originals, and clearly Game Pass and even maybe Sony's PlayStation Plus.
Do you know what's hilarious?
Don't have that.
What? I said The Mandalorian was the first thing to take off. It was WandaVision. That's how utterly forgettable the rest of the MCU stuff has been in my life, just in general. But yeah, they've had a few things that obviously have taken off, but that is always the quandary when it comes to balancing monthly service subscriptions. subscriptions, like Gene Park says, they need to make sure that people are sticking around. And that's just one for the comments. Do you think that Game Pass is worth keeping around for everything other than AAA or big old first-party exclusives? Because that is just a brass tacks thing that Xbox haven't delivered a whole swath of first-party exclusives, even though, obviously, Halo's fine. Halo Infinite plays incredibly well, but that thing is a bit of a mess, which is a whole other sort of conversation. And it's just, it's an interesting talking point. So I think, as well, you've got the likes of Starfield and Redfall being delayed. So in terms of people maybe hanging on, thinking, well, I'm not going to go through the rigmarole of sorting my monthly direct debits out because I'll just sit with this service. Yeah. It's easier just taking over than going through all that stuff. And because the games are coming in the future, that's now not the case, at least for this year. So that might be the thing that pushed people over the edge.
What would they need at the Xbox and Bethesda Game Showcase 2022 to... like drive confidence back into Game Pass to be like, look, I know we might not have had, we might not have hit this every 3 month quarter, but this is what we have planned. Like, what do they need to come out and show?
Oh my god!
Like, get people back on board.
If it's pie in the sky, eliminate dev time, then they need some meaningful expansion to Halo Infinite because we only got a couple of new maps for that. You do some sort of campaign expansion that maybe ties in with the TV show. That thing's a whole thing in itself. But if you have some sort of single player expansion, some sort of a really sizable multiplayer expansion that feels premium, that you could pay for, maybe it's £30 or something, but it is also on Game Pass. And they shadow drop something that's been mentioned for years, like Perfect Dark, somehow real all along, even though that thing, if you look at the dev side of it, is barely holding together.
Yeah.
The new Fable's actually real, the Forza reboot is real, something that turns heads and is available if you buy Game Pass. It's that sentence, like, what are you getting if you buy Game Pass? Because right now you're getting a whole bunch of indie games, which are great, and if you stick around for another week, you'll get Sniper Elite 5, which is one of the most overlooked franchises in gaming, but they need those big head-turning things, because assumedly going forward, although it won't be day one, Sony are going to be able to say Last of Us Part 3 or God of War Ragnarok is on PlayStation Premium Plus,
yes,
and if you just subscribe, you'll get it. Like, that's the thing that they're going to be going up against, and that's a really hard thing to balance.
Absolutely. Once Sony drops their service, all focus, I think, is going to be on first parties, because right now, Game Pass can say it's the only place where you can play all of these Final Fantasy games, all of these Yakuza games,
yes,
for like a really reliable, in a really reliable way, in a really accessible way, and for a good price. But once Sony properly solidifies their PS Plus service, and they have those games to download as well, and presumably get a bigger library that challenges Microsoft when it comes to like legacy content, when it comes to third-party franchise content, suddenly the focus is going to be, right, well, who has the best first-party stuff? Who has the best exclusives to their side? And I know that the Sony stuff isn't going to come for a little while afterwards, but even then, you're getting Returnal, you're getting Spider-Man Miles Morales, you're getting a lot of legacy stuff that is good value IMO.
That's another thing as well. Is that it's fascinating because, before we were recording, we were just saying, look, it's obviously been a hellacious last couple of years. COVID gets in the way of game development or any remote project organization massively. It just drives a wedge between all those different things. And maybe that's why things have been delayed in regards to the Xbox first party stuff. However, they did make this statement in June 2021 in regards to, we have 23 studios, they're all taking stuff over. And maybe this, the realities of how this project came together just has been messy, i.e. Perfect Dark. But at the same time, they bought enough teams.
That's it, yeah.
They've bought up so much stuff and we're seeing less than ever from them. So I think my gut feeling is that nothing will be this year. It'll actually be next year. I actually think, to be completely honest, that the Xbox Bethesda showcase, and I hope I'm wrong, will just be, here's another teaser for Elder Scrolls 6 to sort of get some social media clout going. And here's some Starfield gameplay. Even though, like, it's coming, it's delayed, but this is what it's going to look like.
Listen, I think you're right. I think next year is going to be the year where things kick back into game. Because like you said, it's obviously been an incredibly difficult past couple of years in terms of game development specifically. A lot of titles have been pushed already. 2023 is going to be as mad as February 2022 was, no doubt. But that does mean that we have this kind of like year blank, and it's like, we have to take into consideration, do we want these services ticking over and costing us all of this money when we're not getting that for another year? And that's why I'm on the fence, because I can totally see Microsoft's side to be like, look, we've got all these studios, but we've encountered all of these problems as well. Then I can also see the consumer and fan side where they're like, that is totally valid, but also I'm not just going to give you money for nothing.
Well, it's weird because they have so many months to fill in regards to, let's say no big first party titles come out, let's say God of War gets delayed or whatever, you have the rest of this year to fill in. Now, what are you going to fill that time with? How many different titles are you going to revisit? Is that, are there things from past generations that you want to get back to? And if they identify that on the Xbox and the Sony side, then that's a whole bunch of third-party licensing agreements that now need to be put into place to make sure we have those catalogs of titles per month for the rest of this year. Now, I think that's what Sony are doing anyway, considering how paltry the initial PlayStation Plus Premium lineup is. I think they've got big titles for the rest of this year, but that then puts the impetus back on Xbox to be like, look, if we don't have the first-party stuff, we do have Brute Force or something from the original Xbox. Get to the Gecko, something that people would care about, something that was on Xbox that was a big old deal. I don't know, Tao Feng, Fist of the Lotus. Give me something that only three people will recognize.
Backyard wrestling.
Something that was a big old deal that they can turn heads with on social media, because they need to make up for the fact that the first party stuff isn't there. Still, though, whether that proposition is still worth paying the £11 a month in the UK is a whole other thing. Maybe some people just don't need games that much in this bulk approach, and they're happy just waiting things out and playing something they actually bought from last year or something. Let us know what you think down in the comments below. Do you have Game Pass? Have you recently left Game Pass? What are your thoughts on monthly subscription services and video games when those two things cross over? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.